Good evening. I did not do a morning episode today because one, traffic was good and I got to work kind of faster than I was ready to be there on time. I guess that's what you call it. By the time I collected all my thoughts together, I was already pretty much at work, and so I didn't call in. This is kind of a weird week because my kindergartner is on spring break, and so it's like it feels weird. It's kind of like a vacation for me. I get to sleep like an extra hour now that I don't have to get the kids off to school, and it's weird. Like I got to work this morning, and I felt like I had forgotten to do something. But what I had forgotten to do, or what was missing, was the half hour of yelling at the kids trying to get them to school on time so that I could, like, march them in and get Gigi to kindergarten by 7:50. Like, now we're on our own schedule. Kate, I can get in by 9. Like, I just have to get them in before I have to get to work. Like, now I'm the one, like, we're around my schedule now where it's like, I just have to get the kids dropped off before I get to work. That seems amazingly easy. It's the kindergarten schedule that's killing me. So I don't want to complain too much about this because I'm like, look, I will gladly not do a podcast this week if the reason is my life is so easy, I have nothing to talk about, and my commute is so quick that I don't have time to do it. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think there will still be things happening this week. I am not stress-free. I actually have some crazy things happen at work, like kind of good things, but kind of crazy. But I'm not sure how much I'm supposed to talk about this. I'm going to leave this out. But, like, part of my problem with having an episode today is that the thing I really want to talk about, I feel like I can't quite say. So, I don't know. I hate to leave weird, cheesy things like that, but I don't really know what else to. I'm just going to skip all that. Gigi's babysitting time is going really well. She's she is helping the babysitter babysit for a baby. Does that make any sense? We have a friend, the babysitter we wanted to use was always babysitting for one of our friends who has a baby, and so Gigi is, we have checked and we were allowed to do this, and so Gigi is going with the babysitter to another house to babysit for an actual baby. So Gigi is not so much being babysat as she is helping out in the babysitting, watching a baby, and so I think she's really into it. It seems like she's having fun. It feels better than dropping her into daycare. I wish I could take the week off for her, but I can't. And so, I don't know, it's sort of fun that she's babysitting. I think my pretend teenage daughter, the 19-year-old niece who's living in my house, I think she just, I think in the evening it started to dawn on her that my kindergartner was out babysitting and she was home all day doing nothing and that we were not leaving her with her, we were paying her to go with somebody else and babysit someone else's kid. So anyway, I think it's better to tell her that maybe she should be more active during the day so that it's sort of embarrassing. If I was her, I would be sort of embarrassed that the kindergartner that she's living with is on spring break and has found a job and she's kind of been in my house not doing a lot. I don't know if that is, I don't know if that whole thought process has happened yet, but maybe it is dawning on her. I don't know. We'll see. If that's what it takes to motivate her to do things, I just want her to I want to feel like we're helping. Like I don't feel like we're helping if she's just kind of like in the house, like not doing anything. Then it's just like, why are you in my house? And it frustrates me. But anyway, Gigi's day is going. I don't really want to harp on this. Gigi's day has been going very well. Kate's having fun. They didn't do. They had McDonald's Happy Meals for dinner last night, and I was informed that the toys were crappy, so they were not up to par. Something for the crude, some sort of lion, tigery, probably some sort of saber-toothed tigery type thing. But they were telling me that the paint job did not even match the paint job or the colors that are featured on the box. Apparently, you did. I just wanted McDonald's and. DreamWorks to know that they were very unimpressed. They are usually pretty easily pleased with the Happy Meal toys, but those did not go over well. So I'll let you know. And the reason why they were eating that one is because they are lazy parents and don't always cook, but also because my wife and I did go out. My pretend teenage daughter did watch them for the evening and put them to bed, so that my wife and I could go to a Seder. This is a long story. I'm already at home. What the hell? Why is my commute so short this week? Maybe spring break is affecting traffic patterns as well. I didn't think about that. Sometimes that actually does happen. Let's see if anybody's around the corner. I'll continue this in the garage for a little bit if I can, without suffocating myself with carbon monoxide poisoning. We went to a Seder, which is weird because neither of us are Jewish. But my wife has been taking this kind of religious studies class at her church. So for Passover, they're like reading the actual Bible and talking about it, which seems crazy to me, but whatever, that's what she's doing. But I got invited to go to the Seder that they were doing sort of for educational purposes. So I literally went to a Seder with, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 people, but all Christian. I don't know if there was, I don't think there was an actual Jew there, but there were a couple people who knew what they were doing. To guide the rest of us so that we could just kind of have the experience of what that is like. And so that was the first Seder I went to, even though there were no Jews there. That was how we did it. And it was fun. It was kind of like being a tourist. And I was, like, the rest of them are in this class, but I'm not even in that class. I was just a guest of my wife who was in the class. So I was, like new to the whole, if they had been doing their regular class things, I would have been the kind of interloper tourist person for that. And then another level, like Inception. So I don't know how close we were to the Jewish experience having no Jews there, but it was cool. It was really nice, and I ate a crazy amount of food, and I drank a lot of wine, and I was shoveling desserts into my mouth at the end of it at a rate that was really unseemly. I wanted to try. Everybody was then sort of potluck, so everybody had brought lots of food, and I just felt like I wanted to try everything, especially on the dessert end. Kind of disgusting. I it's kind of amazing how much I ate. So, I don't know. I'm assuming that is part of the Jewish experience, to eat a lot of things during Seder. So that part was fun. I don't know. Again, I'm not in this religious studies class, so I don't know how qualified I am to speak to the rest of it. But it was fun, and I got to have nice conversations with some interesting people, and all good. In maybe a counterpoint to that, I am sitting by myself in my car in my garage, and I should probably go in and say hi to my kids and see how Gigi's babysitting day went today. So that is what I'm going to do. So long.